The dressing room is a sanctuary, safe from the second guessing of social media and the exaggerated attention of the outside world. It is unique, precious. Each team is different, a collection of distinctive personalities, but this is the only place in which it can truly be itself. I love that feeling of solidarity, freedom, and friendship. That's why, as captain, I encourage players to linger over a beer at the end of play. Disappointment, even one as strictly relative as being dismissed carelessly for 147 in my final test innings, has certain formalities. I've never been a bat thrower, a blame shifter, or excuse seeker. I prefer quick and quiet rationalisation. My instinctive apology might have been a bit cloth-eared, but losing two wickets, especially those of well-set batsmen, to successive deliveries is a cardinal sin. In time, it will be a killer pub quiz question. Name the Indian Test debutant who dismissed two England captains in two balls. Hanuma Vihari is an occasional right-handed off-spinner, a dispenser of what old pros refer to as filth. There's no disrespect implied, intended, or taken in that, by the way. It is merely our form of industrial language. Ruti had holed out to mid-wicket for 125. In a world of fine margins, my mind wasn't locked into the next ball. It was dragged down and I got a little greedy. Instead of making the slightly easier shot in front of square, I acted on the momentary mental image of a thin gap between two fielders behind the wicket. I wasn't consciously thinking of the boundary that would have taken me past 150, but I lacked that critical edge of concentration. I smiled and sagged forward, leaning on my bat momentarily, because I couldn't believe I had edged it to the wicketkeeper. All that was left was that final walk to the pavilion, bat aloft and brain whirring. I noticed the dressing room TV was replaying those scenes as I sat there, decompressing. The screen showed Alice, my wife, cradling our daughter Elsie and telling her, "There's Daddy." I didn't cry, despite the temptation. The closest I came to doing so was during that amazing extended ovation for my second inning century. There wasn't an ounce of me that wanted to carry on. I was done.